Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here to this lovely Sunday afternoon. Well, sunny is a bit overcast now. We've had the sun in and out of the day. But I'm Mike Davis and you're welcome. And thanks for joining us today on this Sunday afternoon here in the UK. It's 8 p.m. UK time. I know that we're on American time. It's 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon. So welcome and thank you for tuning in. You're listening to us live here in Blog Talk Radio. You listen to us live in Spreaker. You listen to us live on Mike Spirit FM or even in GH Talk Radio. You listen to us in many ways and you're more than welcome to be here. Today's show, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. Unfortunately, my guest hasn't appeared just yet. I'm sure that as we go on with the show that my guest will. But let me start by saying to you all, welcome. And if you want to know how you want to contact me, it's quite simple. Just go to MikeSpirit.fm and there you'll find a page for a reading if you want a reading. If you want to come and connect with me on Facebook, it's Mike Davis Medium. Come and drop us a line there. You can connect with us there. Or alternatively, you can call into the show and have a free reading with myself and my guest as and when my guest comes on. And you can join us in the chat room of Mike Spirit FM. So come and join us. I know that the caller list is starting to fill up now. So the numbers you need, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you do go over to Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, you will see a Skype button at the top of the page there. Press that button, and that way it will be free for you to come through and speak to me here in the studio. Lovely way for you to come and join us free. You're more than welcome. So let me play a little song here for you while I try and pull my guest in. This is quite a new song, a song that I enjoy. So let me just play this for you and enjoy.
My eyes, so that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's
Lost myself a little bit there. Didn't that song abruptly? It really didn't. Well, my guest's not with us, but fear not. We have somebody in the studio, as always. We have my wonderful Kerry with us. So, hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
You all right there?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Well, I'm not going to ask you, Kerry, what we've been up to, because I know we've had a pretty busy much of a time, haven't we? We've had quite an exhausting weekend, really, haven't we?
We have,
yes. We've been so busy. We've been pulling out and putting everything back together and doing it all over again. And we've had a challenge this weekend, haven't we?
We have, yes.
It's been busy, but it doesn't matter because, you know, nothing affects the quality of the show because the show is all about people can call in and have free readings with us. And, you know, they're welcome to call in. The numbers you need to dial. Actually, do you want to read out the numbers?
760-28-34611.
That's it. And if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. So, Kerry, you know, in the chat room, I don't know if, how many we got in the chat room. We got a few in the chat room at the moment. Is there a question you would want to ask me live on air, put me on the spot? Oh, my God, what am I doing to myself? About spirit or anything about the world of spirit?
I don't know.
You know,
put me on the spot.
Because we have been experiencing some, I wouldn't say phenomena, but we have in some way, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
We've been experiencing, you know, electrical things going on and off all the time. We got our friends Richie and Jackie online. Now you're showing your shoulders there. You don't know who Richie and Jackie is, do you, Kerry?
I don't think so.
Well, you will know who Richie and Jackie is very, very soon. They're going to be your new best friends.
Oh.
And because they're going to be your new best friends. Yeah, I don't know what I should tell you. Richie and Jackie are from Port Talbot Spruces Church.
Right.
Okay, so now, obviously I just said that they're going to be your new best friends because we're going to be doing something really special in Port Talbot Spruces Church very, very soon. Do you know what that is?
No.
Well, let me just say to you that... careful. let me just say that Port Talbot Spruces Church, let me explain to you what Port Talbot Spruces Church is. It's a church that I've served for the last 20 years. And it's a beautiful church. It's been Marleyfied. Now, you know what I mean by Marleyfied. Because Marley has been in the church. And Marley has run around the church, chased Richie all over the church, over the chairs. You can imagine this. Envision this. Richie down one end of the church, Marley up the other end, and I let Marley go, and he bounces over all the chairs to get to Richie. So as he bounces across, you know what he's like with his, you know, his slobber?
Yeah. Oh,
everywhere.
I've had it all day.
Oh, everywhere, everywhere. But no, he's chased Richie around the church there in Port Talbot, which is wonderful. But very soon, we're going to be starting a development class in Port Talbot Spruces Church. And in that Port Talbot Spruces Church, as I said, it's a lovely church, a church I've been serving for many years. I've said that I would like to start a class there. I know that you'll be joining us. Well, you don't know that yet, but you'll be joining us. So that's, you know, welcome to Richie and Jackie listening there from Port Talbot. It's nice to say that we've got UK listeners as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So if you are listening in the UK, come and join us in the chat room and interact with us. You're not known.
I think it says you're not to know.
Ah, you're not to know. Well, obviously, that's not for me. That's obviously for you, Kelly, not me.
I know now, though.
Now you know. I let the cat out of the bag, didn't I? And as I let the cat out of the bag, I know that Richie and Jackie... Actually, Richie and Jackie, now you're in the chat room, okay? Let me ask you a question. Do you have Skype? And answer me in the chat room, yes or no. It's a simple answer, isn't it, Kelly? Yes or no. Do you have Skype? Because if you do, they can come on. I'm going to put them on the spot. Mm-hmm. Bring them on live on air. Wouldn't that be funny? No. Well, okay. Okay, now this is simple. Okay, now I'm sure this is Richard that's typing. Now, because it says Richard Roberts. Okay, so I imagine it's Richard. Now, Richard's quite technical-minded. He's much better technical-minded than I am. Richard, go over to... If you go into your Google browser and type in www. No, actually, just go to Google and type in Skype free download. Type in Skype free download. Download it. Build yourself a Skype name. Come back and let me know what your Skype name is. I'll add you and I'll bring you live on air. How does that sound? That's fantastic. I couldn't think of anything better myself. And whilst you do that, Richard... I am going to play another track, and hopefully we can have you on. So that's just go into Google, Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, free, download it, build yourself a Skype name, and then come and add me. I'm not going to give you my Skype name live on here, but we can do it via the chat thing here. And we can bring you on here and maybe have a chat, because I know Richard is very, very, very into the paranormal side of things, Kerry. I know that you love the paranormal side of things. You and Richie are going to get on fine. I bet you that you and Richie are going to get on better than Marley and Richie got on. I can just see it. But as long as you don't run around the church after Richie, we're all right. So let me play this next track for you. Again, it's a new one, folks, and I hope you enjoy this one. I know you pressed the wrong button then. That's what I'm like in Studio One. So enjoy.
We went through. It was short.
was a wonderful Holly Mears. I like Holly Mears, Kelly. I know that you like Holly Mears as well, don't you?
You mean Ollie.
Yeah, well, Ollie. Okay, Ollie Mears. Okay, so, Kelly, whilst we're waiting for Robert to come in, and maybe he can come on and explain more, because he got lots of EVPs, he really does, and so sound recordings of spirit activity. So let's go to the phone lines, and let's see if we can pick up some callers here. So let's go to this caller here. It's I think it's a mobile number, and I believe I'm saying a mobile because UK. Okay, now if I thought it was an American call, I would say a cell phone. So let's go to this. I believe it's a mobile number, and your number ends in 994. Hi, there. Are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi. Can I take your name there?
Yes, it's Kelly.
Kerry.
Okay, Kelly.
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 Hi, yeah. Kelly.
It's fine.
Okay, Kelly. Yeah. Can I ask where you're calling from?
Isle of Man.
Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Okay, that's UK, isn't it, Isle of Man? No. Is Isle of Man in the UK?
Isle of Man, it's across the sea. It's in the middle of the Irish Sea.
I thought so, in the middle, isn't it? Okay, so in Studio One, we completely...
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, what was the reason that you called in for? Was it for
Sorry?
A reading? Was it that you wanted a reading? Okay. Well, Kelly, I'll do my very best here to link to the spirit world there for you, okay? Because that's what we do here at Mike Spirit FM. We make a connection to the spirit world and just give you exactly what we got, okay? Okay, let me start here because I know that I've got somebody here that draws closer to me. And this is a lady that draws closer to us. And I believe that this lady has been in the spirit world a little while. Because I know that she's been there a little while. I know that she makes me aware of when she passed. It was quite sudden for her to pass on to the spirit world. It wasn't expected for her to go of when she did. I do believe that this is a lady that's quite, I want to say quite, she lost a little bit of weight, I want to say, before she passed on to the spirit world. Because I'm seeing her stand to slim down, which tells me she lost a little bit of weight before she left this life there. I know as well as she comes forward that she makes me aware of being up on your mum's side, because I don't want to tie this lady to your mum's side of your family. Okay, do you understand of a lady like this there for me, please?
Yes. I'll be my grandma.
Okay, because I'm aware that this lady makes me aware that she's been in the spirit world a little while and she's been around your life for quite some time. Now, so if you're saying this is your grandmother, would I be right in saying to you there that your life has been very much up and down of late? Is that right?
Yes, quite a bit.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that there's lots of emotions that's tied around your life there, Kelly, at the moment? Because I'm aware of lots of emotions. I'm aware of, like, upset, hurt. Is that right?
Yeah, quite a bit at the moment.
Okay, see, because that doesn't that just prove to you that your grandma has been around you there? Because she says to me she's been there with you. She's seen the difficulties that you're going through at the moment, and she's seeing the upset that you're going through. And if I say to you that in some way that you're blaming yourself, because she says to me, tell her it's not her fault, it's not all her fault. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I want to bring forward there for you. It's not all your fault, okay? And you have to stop blaming yourself. Because if I said to you that you can be so harsh on yourself sometimes, that would make sense there to Kelly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. See, because she's saying to me, it's not all your fault and you've got to stop being so harsh on yourself. Now, she also wants me to say that to Kelly that you know, there's quite a few other people there in the spirit world that wants to come around your vibration. And particularly this gentleman that makes me feel very tight of my breathing, very much, I know this is how he would have passed, very tight of his breath. I know that he would have been very short of his breath before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware that he was like this for a number of years before he passed, but he was the kind of man that just plodded on. He just got on with his life and didn't really want to worry about it too much. I believe this is your granddad, if I'm honest there with you, Kelly, because he says, just tell him granddad. I know he's quite rounded there in his features before he passed on to the spirit world. Does that make sense there, Chip?
My granddad passed away quite a while ago, so I don't know really.
Okay. the grand that I'm talking about is up on your mum's side, okay? So this would be this your grandmother's partner that we're talking about. So is
right,
he in the...
Okay.
Okay, so is he in the spirit world, Kelly?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And would you remember him being quite a well-built man before he passed?
Quite tall.
Okay. Okay. And this complaint of his breathing, particularly in his chest area, because that's what he makes me aware of to say that to you.
Right.
Okay. Because I know that he wants me to say again that, you know, the strength. He wants me to come around you and give you the strength, okay? And I believe that's why he has come around you for, is to give you the strength, to give you the wisdom, to say that you can achieve what you're setting out to achieve, okay? It's not all one-sided, and I believe this is what he wants me to say to you. It's not all one-sided. You have to go forward within your life and stop, and I don't mean this to come out the way it's going to, I know it's going to be a bit harsh, but stop allowing others to influence your future. Does that make sense to you, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because he says to me that you have to start doing things the way that you attend, not so much the way that everybody else wants you to do, okay? Okay. I know that I got to pull away from you, okay, and say thank you very much for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading, Kelly, in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, so let's move straight on to our next caller. And again, I believe this is a UK caller. And your phone number ends in 1122 and say hi. Your phone number 1122, are you there with us?
Hi, yeah.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yeah, it's Kay.
It's
Kay? Yeah.
Okay, Kay, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Manchester, England.
Manchester, England. Well, you know, that's not far from me. I'm only in Wales, which is just around the corner, so to speak, there from you. Kay, what was the reason that you called in for?
To try and get through to someone, my mum.
Okay. Don't give me any information, okay? It's up to me to bring the evidence through for you, okay? So let me work with it and let me see what comes out of it, okay? Now, would I be right in saying, Kay, that, you know, if I said to you in some way that you would have looked after your mum before she passed, does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that to you that you would have, like, kind of nursed your mum before she passed? Because I'm aware that I want to nurse this lady in some way before she passes on to the spirit world, because I'm aware that she had a condition that really took its toll on her, and she really struggled and suffered towards the end of her life. Is that right? And in some way, okay, I believe that it was quite cruel to watch this lady suffer in the way that she did. Is that right?
Yeah.
And, Kay, I know she talks to me here about that you haven't even adjusted to the loss of your mum passing home to the spirit world yet. Is that right? So I know it's quite new, it's quite recent. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I know that I've got your mum that makes the communications here. And Kay, you know... in some way, I want to be sympathetic here with you, and obviously I would be sympathetic because you've recently suffered a loss. But I want to talk to you about a loss that I've recently suffered, because it just comes into my awareness here. And, you know, all of the time he keeps making his self-presence known to me. And would I be right in saying that, UK, that you've been experiencing some kind of things happening around your home of late? Is that right? You know, I don't know whether it's to do with something electrical or whether it's just a feeling that your mum is there with you in certain areas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, because I know that I'm being made aware of my brother-in-law. So I know that it's like I'm trying to attract your attention. I'm trying to let you know that I'm still here, still very much alive, if you like, in the spirit world. And living on in this dimension, in the spirit world. Now, for some reason, your mum wants me to say to you that you're getting quite worried about things in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying she has passed? It's almost like as if... I obviously know that there's like a part of you has gone with your mum. That's the way you feel. But there's other things that it's been taken away from you. Do you understand that you feel as if things has been taken away from you since your mum has passed there?
Yeah.
Like,
could I ask you one thing? Is my mum telling you? Is there any way that you can ask my mum one word?
Yeah, yeah, you can ask her whatever you want.
Between her and my dad.
Okay. Okay, now your dad is still here, is he?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, because I'm saying, well, come on, give me that one thing that this lady is looking for. And she was, well, he's still here, okay? And, you know, if I spoke to you about the word love, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, see, because she says to me, I always did love, okay? And I know that's what she means here to me. But, you know, for some reason, would you understand if I said that to you, Kay, that the feeling of where, like, everything's been taken out of your hands, has been taken out of your control, that's down to someone in your life that's very close to this lady also. Is that right?
No. No, sorry, that's not right.
That's okay. Where would this feeling of being something's been taken out of your control, something out of your hands?
No, I don't know what you mean now.
You don't know what I mean? Okay. Because no. I believe that there's like, I'm losing control of something, okay? Because I know all the build-up of your mum passing, I believe that you were the strong one. You were the one that was dealing with everything. You was the one that was like holding everybody together, okay? And since she has passed, it's like as if you're wanting something or someone to come and give you the same respect back. But I believe in some way that you haven't had that yet. And you're still waiting, and you're feeling as if there's kind of like, as if you walk on eggshells around people at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Mum says to me about releasing. And I believe I want to say that to you about releasing the things that surround you and letting go of the, I'm not going to say let go of Mum, I'm not going to say that, but let go of the emotional ties that's connected with, to do with your mum. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know it's affecting you in every day-to-day life. Even the things that's building up in your life, even the things in your life, it's affecting everything that's going on. And I know I need to say that to you off your mum, that what she wants from yourself now is to start to build yourself up back to where you were in the beginning, to get yourself back up on top, if you want, for a better word. Okay? She
right.
says to me, and do it, okay? I know that your mum was the kind of lady who would always kind of give you encouragement, give you some... I want to push you forward, and that's the way your mum was. Is that right?
Yeah.
Bless her, okay? Because that's exactly what she wants to do at the moment. She wants to push you forward, okay? And just say to you, you know, you can achieve the things around you. Kay, I know I got to leave things there with you. I got to move on, because I got a lot... you know, the switchboard is flashing in front of me, like going to you. But Kate,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you've
copied
in the background. You really have. But please download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's.fm. And thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Some lovely communication there, Kelly. Wasn't there? Some lovely UK callers there.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
It's nice to have UK callers. I know that we've got some more on the line. I know we've got lots of people online at the moment. Let me see if my you know what I was looking for, don't you?
Yeah.
No. It doesn't matter, because what matters is that we are here and we're going to steam through. I'm going to try and get through every caller that comes in today.
That'd be nice.
Do you think we can do it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to area code 843 and say hello, area code 843. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Yeah, it's Joy.
Joy. Hi, Joy.
Yeah.
And
hiya, Mike.
You know, I think I know who this Joy is, don't I?
Yes, it's your cousin who's living in the USA.
Well, Joy, I was only speaking to Kelly about you earlier on, saying about, you know, maybe we should come over and come and do some work over your way. Joy,
I'd love
now,
you too.
Well, you know, it's been a long time. God, it's taken me. It's like a trip back down memory lane here. Kerry, this is Joy, my cousin. You haven't met Joy. Joy, this is Kerry, my other half.
Hiya.
Wow. Hiya, Kerry. Hiya, Kerry. Yeah, I haven't seen Michael since he was little.
I know, it's probably knee-high to a grasshopper then. Mind you, I'm not much taller. No, I've got to be up. Joy, unfortunately, my guest is not with me, so I think it would be probably a little bit unfair for me to give you a reading because we are like first cousins.
I don't mind. I don't mind is if you try.
Well, the thing is, Joy, because it's a radio station, I don't really want to anybody to think it's a setup, you know, because I know the recent losses that you've just had, and you know my well, not just you, but we've all had, even myself.
I know.
Okay, Joy, let me just go with this. I mean, it has been a long time since we've seen each other and spoke. Okay, give me a second. Okay, Joy, I'm not going to go directly who's in the spirit world first, okay? I'm going to work a different way. I'm going to work more on a psychic level here to try and build up an energy before I go into it, okay?
Okay.
Joy, if I sit you around your life at the moment that you feel as if you're like banging your head against a brick wall, you're getting nowhere very fast. Do you understand this?
Totally.
And would I be right in saying to you that the feeling of anger in some way, because I feel so angry as I'm speaking to you, not angry at you, please don't get me wrong, but I feel so anger inside me because, you know, I wish I could have. Do you understand that?
Totally.
And I know that
totally.
Way that I want to say to you that you've been aware of the spirit world that's coming around your vibration. Now, I know that the people who's with me, I'm not going to describe them because I know exactly who they are, but would you understand if I said to you that the two of them in particular has come into your life of late and kind of made themselves known to you? Is that right?
Totally.
Because I know the younger one of the two, okay, and I know who you know. Okay, I'm just going to give them to you.
Yeah.
I know that your brother is with me, okay? Bless God, as he's with me at the moment, he says to me that he's come and sat on the side of your bed to let you know that he is there with you. Do you understand that you've been feeling that there's been someone like sat at the end of your bed? Is that right?
He did.
Okay, because I know that's exactly what he tells me. He sits at the edge of the bed. And this was the day after, is that right? Because he says, tell her it was the day after.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And see, he wants me to say that to you that, you know, it's okay. You have to stop. Why would I say to you, blame you, that you're so harsh on yourself? Would you understand that you've been harsh on yourself about this, Joy? Is that right?
Because I messaged him for weeks and weeks before begging him not to.
Okay. Because he says to me about that, okay, we have to stop taking on our responsibility, okay? Now, he says to me that he always planned coming to see you, didn't he? Is that right? He always planned to come and see you?
Yes, that's right.
Because he says to me, all he wanted to do was to come and see you, okay? And now that he's in the spirit world, he has done that. Okay, he's been able to do that from where he is in the spirit world. And he just wants me to let you know that now, instead of him coming on a plane, he can just come and visit you anytime he wants. Okay? Okay. Now, why would I just do the most strangest things that they give me and I have to give them? And, you know, Joy, after 21 years of doing this, I've learned to just go with it. What I want to give you 50 pence for?
Sorry, can you say that again? You broke up.
Why would I want to give you 50 pence? Say no if you don't understand it, and I'll go into it.
I don't understand it.
Okay. Your father, would you understand why he would want me to give you 50 pence? Would you understand that's something that he would have done in this life?
I'm thinking something, yes.
Okay, because he wants to give me a 50 pence piece, a very shiny, like almost like brand new 50 pence piece.
I know why he's actually doing it. It means something now.
Okay, so long as you understand it, I mean, it means nothing to me. It's, to be honest with you, to me, it sounds as if I'm talking gibberish to you. But so long as you understand it, it's a brand new 50 pence piece, okay? And he says to me, you've kept hold of this memory, this thought in your mind, and that's the one thing that's kept you going through all of this. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, I know that, Joy, that, see, as I'm speaking to you, my stomach turns around a knot. And now, I don't know who this is. This is somebody that I don't even recognize. This is a lady that's in the spirit world that I believe is connected there to you, whether it's through your mum's side or your dad's side. I don't think it's your dad's side, because I would know if it was your dad's side. I believe it's more towards your mum's side. This is a lady that would have passed on to the spirit world there with a cancer that makes me aware that it wasn't diagnosed until late, or it wasn't picked up till late, but I know she makes me aware that she passed and it was quite sudden because of this cancer she had, okay? She's quite drawn in her features, bless her heart, before she passes on to the spirit world, and she tells me that she went down to almost nothing of when she passed. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
She makes me aware that okay, she makes you wait to see you. I'm grandmother. So would you understand
this
is your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah. And I never met that grandmother, did I?
No, this is my great-grandmother.
Right, okay. Because she says to me, tell her I'm grandmother, and I know that she comes in. Yeah, and I feel more comfortable working with her now because I didn't know her. Not that means I don't work with people I know, because... But live on air, I'd prefer not to. But she talks to me about she's grandmother, and she talks about me about that you almost thought of packing it all in. Do you understand that, you know, well, if I can't be where I want to be, it's not point me being where I am right now. Do you understand of this?
150%.
Because she says to me, it's no good me being where I don't want to be, but I know that I'm settled. I know that I'm content to where I am at the moment. And she says to me here that, you know, in her opinion, that you've done the right thing. Does that make sense that you don't?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay. Now, see, she makes me laugh at her because I want to look at my dog. I want to look at Marley. Okay, now I know I talk about Marley a lot on here. You know, Marley's been a naughty boy today. He's escaped three times. Well, actually, five times today he's escaped. Why would I talk to you about a dog that, I don't know if you have a dog now, but it's like, okay, it's like Marley escaping. Do you understand of a dog that keeps escaping?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I thought I was going nuts for a second then, I really did, because I know I'm doing the way of my dog escaping five times today.
We got a little chihuahua that runs off.
Okay, I wish you hadn't said little chihuahua, because I was just going to say, I know that this dog is littler than Marley, and Marley is a boxer dog. So, very much littler. Okay, that's fine, because I know that I've got this dog that keeps... So your dog keeps running off then, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now... Why would I talk to you about your phone? Obviously, you're ringing off your phone and there today, but why would I talk about your mobile or your cell phone, whichever way you want to call it?
Why would I be talking about it?
Why would I talk to you about yours? Has it been playing up then or something?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Has your phone been playing up?
No.
Why would I talk to you about a phone that's playing up then or something? Or it keeps, it's in some way, it's like, I don't know, I want to say it's doing my head in. I know that sounds silly, and I would never really talk like that live on air, but would you understand about somebody's phone that's doing my, it's flying me in some way?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you have like either a second cell phone or one that's the way or something?
Yes.
Okay, and does that keep going or something?
Sorry, does that keep going off or something?
Yeah, either like an alarm or does it keep ringing or this, it keeps going off at a certain time then or something. Is that right?
The only thing I can relate to something at this same time is I have an alarm set on my mobile phone, but even if the phone doesn't go off, I for some bizarre reason, I wake at the same time every single morning. Every single morning, I wake up. That's the only thing that I can think of, is that even when the alarm doesn't go off that I'm actually set for, I still wake up on weekends, you know, okay. At that same time every single day, and it's been really disturbing me. It's been going on for a long time.
Okay, so you understand something about maybe a sleep pattern or an alarm or something. Okay, remember, because I don't feel that that's quite right, Jaya, okay? And I'm not going to be the one that will make it, okay? Remember what I'm saying to you about, like, a mobile phone that's either keep going off or there's, like, a second one that's hidden out of the way somewhere, and it's, like, as if it keeps going off. Remember I'm saying that, did you? Because when you find it, remember that I told you about it.
Okay.
Okay, Joy, I need to move on. I mean, I'd love to spend all night today with you. You know,
I know.
Lovely to catch up with you right now. I've got my producers in the background going, come on, it's time, we need to move on.
I know.
But Joy, you know, please call in again, please feel free. And remember, you can download that reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thank you, Mike.
No problem, bye now, bye.
Bye.
You know, that was so nice to speak to a relative I haven't seen for, God, I'm trying to think, probably about, it's got to be at least 25, 30 years coming up.
It's a long time, isn't it?
It's amazing, isn't it? God, the power of radio, isn't it? It's taking me back a little bit. Okay, let's go to the next song and, enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and live in MikeSpirit.fm. And you're welcome for listening. If you want to interact with us during the show, and you want to listen, if you want to interact with us, just come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And come and interact with us there in the chat room. I know that Kerry is in the chat room. You are in the chat room, Kerry, aren't you?
On and off.
Okay. Well, I know Richie is busy at the moment building up his Skype account. All the best to him. No, it's quite easy, Richie, if you're still listening, without pulling your hair out. But, Kerry, do you know what song I just played?
No.
Didn't recognise it?
It sounded familiar.
No, because there was no words to the song. I imagine that lots of people was like thinking, what is this? What is Mike playing? And if I said to you, it was a track that was a very famous track by a very famous lady, bless her heart, Whitney Houston. Now would you get it?
Bloody God.
Absolutely. I Will Always Love You. Without the words in that. Doesn't that track sound absolutely perfect?
Yeah, it was lovely.
You know, I can just envision a nice meditation to do with that track there, because it is very calming, very soothing. Okay, it's enough of us gabbing away, isn't it? Do you think we talked enough? Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 251 and say, "I area code 251, can we take your name there, please?"
Brandy.
What was it, sorry?
Brandy. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
I am calling from Alabama in the United States.
Wonderful, Alabama. And what was the reason that you called in for?
My ex-husband was found dead last week by my kids, and I wanted to see if I could connect with him to find out if he's okay.
Okay, bless your heart. Well, I'll do my very best if you, Brandy, to make a connection there with him. We can't always guarantee that the ones we want to come through will come through, but I will do my very best if you, Brandy. Okay. Brandy, I want to talk to you first of all. I know it's not your ex-husband. First of all, I want to talk to you of a lady that's in the spirit world. Okay, now let's work with this lady first, because you never know, he might come in with her there. But there's a lady here that wants to join you. I believe that this lady would tie to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe that she's a lady that's a very caring kind of a lady in her nature of when she was here with us. I believe that she's a lady that's quite a well-built lady. She carries a bit of weight with us, shall we say, before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she's a lady that I want to say that she fought in her life, and she fought right until the end of her life before she passed. Do you understand of this lady in the spirit world there, Brandy?
The only lady I would know of in the spirit world would be my grandmother, and she would be on my father's side.
Okay. Now, has she been in a fight and she fought right until the end of her life there, Brandy? Is that right?
Yes, she had cancer.
Bless her heart, and she fought all the way through. Now, would I be right in saying to you that she was quite a nicely built lady? She carried a little bit of weight with her before she passed. But, you know,
yes.
she... Okay, perfect, because I know that your grandmother is joining us here from the spirit world. And as your grandmother joins us... Now, I believe that she wants... Okay. I believe she wants me to say that to you that she's been with you for some time, and she's been with you through this difficult time, okay? Now... I know that you said that your ex-husband was found dead when the children found him. Now, will I be right in saying that it's like unsureness of how he passed? Would you understand that there was people was unsure of how he passed? Is that right?
Yes, sir. We don't know how he passed. I mean, I have an idea of how he passed, but we're not sure.
Okay, now don't give me any information there, Brandy. It's up to me to tell you, because I'm aware that I'm not sure of how he passed. We're still going through the inquiries of everything. Now, would I be right in saying to you that when the children found him, they must have found him like in the home or something, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay, sir, he was down in the home.
Okay, because I want to say that I want to go into a home to find someone that I know that is in the spirit world. Now, I know that you said to me that he was your ex-husband, so that would tell me that you would have split up a while ago or a long time ago. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you must have been very close to him, though, before this tragedy happened? Is that right?
Yes, he was my best friend.
Bless him, okay, because I know that he tells me that he was very close there to you. I know that he tells me that, you know, he was a bit of a character in this life when he was you with us. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Because he makes me aware that, you know, I want to just laugh and joke about things, and that's the way he would have been in this life. Now, I know that he tells me as well that throughout the latter part of his life that he complained of like, I don't want to say that, I want to say the heart, but I don't want to say, would you understand that he complained of his breathing was a little bit labored now and again? Nothing that would bother him too much, but his breathing was a little bit labored there, Brandy, is that right?
He had an addiction that would mess with his breathing.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I'm aware of my breathing. It's a little bit labored, and I believe it's in and out. But this wasn't too much of a trouble or a bother for him, because he makes me aware that, you know, even though that he had this, he just knew he had to take it easy for 5 or 10 minutes and he would be okay. Is that right?
Well, yes, sir.
Now, would I be right in saying that you, Brandy, as well, that he was quite stubborn in his ways?
Yes, is that right? Very stubborn. Yes.
Okay, I know I'm aware of being stubborn. I know I'm aware of being, I would do my own thing in this life. I would carry on with my own things in this life. And no matter what, he would always do what he thought was the best. Is that right?
Yes, that was him.
Okay, perfect, because I know that he joins us, okay? And I know that I want to say that to you that, you know, it's this breathing, it's drawing me to him, okay? So I don't know if that's how he passed or if that's what he tells me he passed with, but I know this is the problem.
Yes, that would be how he passed. It had something to do with his breathing.
Bless his heart, okay, because he makes me aware this breathing, this is how I went home to the spirit world. And he makes me aware to say to you that, now, would I be right in saying to you that he was there for a little while before he was found? So he wasn't found straight away. He was there for a little while. Is that right?
Yes, sir. He was there for a little while.
Okay. Because I know that he tells me he was there for a little while before that he was found. But he says to me that it's okay because he was met by the people he loved and who loved him in the spirit world. Okay. So when he passed, he wasn't on his own, he tells me. He needs you to know. He was never on his own when he went into the spirit world, because I know that that's something that's been on your mind. There's been questions on your mind that you've been wanting to ask him. What you met? Are you okay? Are you coping okay in the spirit world? Do you understand of all these questions there, Brandy?
Yes. I love him.
You know, he hears every word that you have to say, okay? And, you know, he's not the kind of man that would say to you, I love you back, would he? He was not that kind of man who would say it. Is that right?
No, actually, he told me he loved me a lot.
He did? Okay. Well, he just tips his head to me. As you say, as you said, I wanted him to know that I loved him. He tips his head to me enough to say, I know, I know. And, you know, in some ways, he had this peculiar way of showing it, that he loved you. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because he just wants me to bring in flowers for some reason. Was he the kind of man that would just, like, bring you flowers, like, for no reason at all?
No.
Okay, because he says to me she needs them at the moment. I want to give you flowers because you need them. So have you, like, bought flowers for him, or you've bought flowers for the home or something?
I bought flowers back from his funeral.
Okay, because he just wants me to give you flowers, okay? Now, why did he tell me that you need to start taking care of yourself. Would you understand that's the way he would have been in this life? He was the kind of man that would always like to take care of those people that he loved closely to him. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because he wants me to say about taking care of yourself. He needs you to start to get back on top of things again, because you've let yourself, and I don't mean this to count the wrong way, but you've let yourself slip a little way there, Brandy. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. And why does he tell me there, Brandy, about you've been suffering with is it your lower part of your back there, Brandy, or something? Because I'm aware of the lower part of my back as I'm speaking to you. So that would mean there to me that there's, it must be yourself that's complaining of the lower part of the back. Is that right?
He had lower back problems.
He had the lower back problems. Okay, I do apologize, but I know that he makes you aware of the lower part of the back. Okay. Did he enjoy... I'm getting lost. I'm going to confuse you. Would you understand if I said to you about the gardening? Who liked the gardening? Is that you or is that him?
My grandmother liked to garden. Not him.
Okay. And that's the lady that came through first of all, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I'm aware I want to, I want to bend down. I want to be on my knees. I want to start, like, sorting out the borders, okay? I want to look after the bits of the garden where the flowers would grow, which is what we would call borders. Now, would I be right in saying to you that there's things that need sorting out to do with your ex-husband? There's, like, some more bits and pieces to be finalized. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, because of where that she makes her way of the borders and looking after the borders, I know that that's something that there's more unfinished business to be dealt with to do with your ex-husband, okay? And I know that I want to say that you, from him, that you need to get him sorted, because I know that it's, like, dragging on now, okay? And I know that it's affecting you in so many ways there, Brandy, that it's kind of like pulling you down a bit. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, because he wants me to say that you, instead of it pulling you down, he wants to bring the upliftment. He wants to bring the encouragement there to you. He wants me to bring lots of healing energy there to you and just say to you, we can move on from this. We can do what we need to do with it, okay? What have you stopped doing since he has passed as well? Because he makes me aware of you've stopped doing something. I don't know whether it's like stopped going out or stopped doing a particular thing. Would you understand that you stopped doing something since he has passed?
I don't know what he would be talking about. Maybe I've been real depressed since he's left. I haven't been out much. I don't know if that's what he's talking about.
Okay, so is that something that you would normally do, is be out a lot?
Yeah, me and my kids, our kids would be out doing more things.
Okay, and you haven't been doing them since he has passed, okay? Okay, so that's exactly what he talks about. You have to start doing the things, excuse me, that you always would have done, because, he doesn't want you sitting around being all down. He wants you to start, enjoying the things that's around you. Start enjoying your life and the things around you, because that's what's going to help you to overcome this difficult bits in your life. Do you understand of this there, Brandy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, why does he talk to me about September? September's important to you. Now, would you understand there would be like a celebration, whether it be a birthday or a passing or an anniversary in September?
He has two things are happening in September. His daughter's birthday's in September. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Our little boy starts school in September.
Okay. Okay, so September is an important month there. So there's a birthday in September and your boy starts school. So, doesn't that just prove to you that he's there with you, okay? So know that he doesn't want you to be down. He wants you to be uplifted in some way. And, you need to start doing the things that you always would do instead of, and I don't mean this kind of the way that it's going to be, instead of feeling down all the time, he wants you to start doing the things you would have always done to uplift yourself, because that's the feeling I've got to do, is uplift you there, Brandy. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, bless your heart. Brandy, I've got to leave it there with you, but remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for listening there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Kerry, did as my friend Richie go back to you yet?
No.
Richie's laying the side down, I think.
Oh,
I think he's letting us side on a little bit there. I'm sure when Richie sorts himself out, I'm sure that he will get things dealt with. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. We have area code 626 and say hello, area code 626. Are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Tammy.
Tammy. Okay, Tammy, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Upland, California.
Okay, California, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Tammy?
I feel somebody's trying to tell me something from the afterlife, and I want to know more about it.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, well, let me make connection to the spirit world there for you, Tammy, and see what comes of that, and see who wants to connect with you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, Tammy, I know I've got a gentleman that wants to come through here at the moment, that wants to be remembered and recognized here to you. Now, you know, this gentleman shows himself to me, so I have to describe him the way I see him. He's quite a well-dressed gentleman, as I can see him at the moment, because he just wears a shirt, and he wears a jacket to go with his shirt, so he's quite a well-dressed man when he was here with us. I know he likes his hat, okay, and he wears a die cap kind of a hat there with him. He has this pipe, and he's just sucking away on his pipe, and I know that he would have always done this when he was here with us as well. But it's this feeling of being outside. I loved the outdoor kind of life of when he was here with us. I know I loved enjoying the fresh air. He makes it way that he had time to enjoy himself before he passed home to the spirit world. Now, I want to say to you that as he connects towards your dad's side of your family, because I know he comes into my dad's side here, and I know that it's almost like as if I want to say to you that he's been in the spirit world for quite some time. Do you understand of your granddad there, please, that would have been like this for me there before you passed on to the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that as your granddad makes his presence known here to me, that he would have been, I'm not going to say like a posh man or anything, but a man that would speak his mind, that's one thing for sure, because I know I want to speak my mind to you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that of where you've been feeling that somebody's been trying to tell you something, that's because of the, let me get it right. He says to me that you've been waking up in the middle of the night at a certain time. For the last few nights, is that okay? See, because he says to me that you've been waking up at a certain time, why does he make me aware of 4:30? Would you understand that's the time that either that you've been waking up, or that's around that time you've been waking up?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that he makes me aware of 4:30, and he says to me, "Tell her that's when I'm there with her." Okay, now, he's a very well-spoken man, wasn't he, when he was here with us?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because he's, you know, in some way he says, I'm not like you, I was well-spoken, well-mannered. So I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or not, I don't know, but I know he's a well-spoken man of when he was here with us, would always speak his mind. And if I said to you that the reason why that you're feeling that there's someone there with you trying to tell you something is because that there's things going on in your life that you need to speak your mind about, and you're holding things in, is that right?
Yes.
And it's like as if I need to have a bit of encouragement to say what's on my mind, because you're just not doing that at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that I want to say that you've been trying to speak your mind, you've been trying to, it seems to be as if nobody's listening. Do you understand of that feeling there, Tammy, that nobody's listening to you?
Yes.
And nobody cares. Is that right? You feel it as if nobody cares?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, if I said to you that your granddad is listening, that's one thing for sure, and he does care, okay? And there's lots of other people in your life that do care. Why does he talk about daughter? Do you have a daughter then, Tammy?
Yes, I do.
And you feel as if you can't even talk to your daughter at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
because he talks to me about your daughter, and you know, your daughter, you know, she got so much going on in her life and so much difficult things in her life, that because I believe your daughter's life in some way, and I don't mean turned upside down, but in so many ways I do, because I feel that your daughter's got lots of things, of new things to deal with herself. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, that's just adding, what's the right word, fuel to the fire then, for want of a better word. Do you understand this, that it's like another setback? Again, you can't have time to express your feelings and your thoughts, because who else have I got to listen to me? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't all this prove to you that your granddad's with you there, Tammy?
Yes.
And, you know, you get lots of dreams that you can't quite make out what they are. You know when you wake up at like 4:30 in the morning?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You get lots of dreams of people.
Yes, I do.
That sticks in your mind, is that right?
Yes.
Now, would you understand if I said to you that these people are trying to make a communication to tell you that you're not on your own, okay? You know, if I said to you that there's someone a little bit more closer to you in the spirit world that you would want a communication from today, is that right?
Yes.
Someone that's very close to you, somebody that would have been like a daughter, like a son, or somebody that would be very close like this, is that right?
No, not a daughter or a son. We got it right on the head. I have one daughter.
Okay. But there's someone in the spirit world that would be a very closely connected to you. Someone that close, that would be like one of my children. I'm not saying that there is your child, but somebody that you would have looked upon as like, that you would have taken care of. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I know I'm aware of someone else that's coming through that I would have taken care of. I would have looked after in some way. I would have done my best there for them. Now, Margaret, who is Margaret?
I'm not familiar with Margaret.
Okay, Margaret goes more towards your mum's side, I believe, because I know that Margaret comes more towards my right hand side. So no, it's more towards your mum's side. Okay, was your mum being from quite a large kind of family there?
I'll say that again.
Would have your mum been from quite a large kind of family?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand whether Margaret would link around your mum? Either would be like, either, okay, I got it. Go back a generation. Go to your grandparents around your mum. And would I be right in saying she was like 9 or 10 of them there in that family? Is that right?
It was a big family, yes.
Okay.
There was a Mary, her grandmother, Mary.
Okay, I'm not going to change. Margaret is what I'm hearing. I'm not going to change it from Margaret to Mary. Margaret. That's all I keep hearing. Can you just remember I'm saying Margaret? I know it connects there within that family there somewhere. Now, whether that Margaret married into the family or something, I don't know. But there's certainly a Margaret there somewhere. Do a bit of research in there, Tammy, and I'm sure that you'll find of where the Margaret is.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I know I need to move on here, because I know that I'm feeling I need to pull away here. Would you understand that, Tammy, if I said to you that there's been thoughts of, or you want to move, or is like a change of circumstances around your life, is that right?
Yes. Very much so.
Okay. And you've been unsure with whether you want to do this, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless you. Okay. Well, I know within the fullness of time there that, you know, you will be settled. you know, I want to see you within the next few months. You will be settled, okay? Remember I'm saying that to you, Tommy. And remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much, Mike. Have a great day.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to another song. And I'm sure that you're going to know what this song is, Kerry. I'm sure that you will. So let's just press play. Enjoy.
When I touch you like this. like that. It's all coming back to me now.
If you do it like this,
it's all coming back to me now.
And if we...
The fantastic, amazing Celine Dion. You know, I love that song. Well, yeah, most definitely. She's got a unique, amazing voice, haven't she? Very powerful. Okay, talking powerful voices, let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 720 and say, hello, area code 720. Can I take your name there, please?
Hello, this is Jane calling out of Colorado.
Jean, is it?
Jane, J-A-N-E.
Do apologize, Jane. Okay, Jane, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'm just calling in to find out kind of where my life is headed. Kind of been, just don't know. I'm kind of soul searching right now. I've had a lot happen to me in the last couple of years.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm hoping for a career or something.
Okay, well, let me make a connection there, Jane, to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going, because, you know, right here on Mike Spirit FM, you know, that's what our forte is to link to the spirit world, and we'll do that for you and see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Okay, Jane, I'm aware of a lady that wants to make herself known here to us at the moment, and as I'm aware of this lady, she kind of just... comes in quite quietly into the vibration, and I believe that's the way she would have been when she was younger, a very quiet kind of a lady. I know that she comes through and she's very quietly spoken, because that's the way she was when she was younger as well. I do believe that she would have been quite a short lady, I want to say to you, maybe around the 5 foot 5'2", 5'3" of when she was younger with us. A lady that I feel was quite a nice age, you know, when she passed on to the spirit world, or whatever a nice age is, I don't know, but I feel, I want to say, my latest 70s, early 80s, I feel maybe more towards 82, of when she passed on to the spirit world there, Jane. Do you understand of a lady there in the spirit world that would have been a quite quiet lady, quite short of her height, quite slim of her build, but maybe around the early 80s of when she passed? Do you understand of this?
Sort of. I would say that it was probably my father's mother. However, she wasn't slim. She wasn't, you know, heavy, but she was kind of mediocre, you know. But she was very quiet and she was very sweet.
Okay, because she comes through as this very quiet kind of a lady, and you know, she was always there in our hour of need. She was always there for a shoulder to lean upon when it was needed. She was always there for a, kind of a good cry then if you needed. You know, if you needed to get things off your chest, then she would be the woman that you could turn to talk about anything, because she makes it where you could tell her anything. And you know, you could always put the world to right with this lady, because I know that she makes it where the conversations that she would have got herself involved with was... very sympathetic, very caring, and that's the way she wants me to be, like, around you at the moment, okay? We need to be a bit more sympathetic and a bit more caring, because she says to me there, exactly what you're telling me, that you feel as if your life has changed, and we want to direction, we want to go places, we want to... But you feel like a big restriction around your life at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, there kind of is. There's some family issues going on right now we're trying to resolve.
Okay, so there's where the restrictions come in, because she makes you aware of the restrictions in your life. She makes me aware of the this feeling of, I've got to put everybody else first. I've got to do what everybody else needs me to do. And kind of if you leave yourself at the bottom of the list then, for want of a better word. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, you know, she makes me aware to say that you, that you have to do what's right for yourself. You have to start thinking of yourself, okay? Because, you know, in the way, in the mind frame that you are at the moment, that you're no good to anyone, okay? Now, I know that you mentioned about a career change and everything else there, but if I said that you that, you know, first things first, you have to send, like, your resumes off, you have to send all of your details off to people to know that you are out there looking, searching for the right position there for yourself. Do you understand this? Because it's like as if I haven't done anything about it yet. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I'm a entrepreneur and closed a business down at the end of last year, and so I'm sort of searching for what else I could do next. Okay. I'm more of a independent, you know.
Okay, so, well, as people would send their resumes off, it's like, I want to put myself out there. Okay, that's what I want to do with yourself. I want to put yourself out there, okay? I want to let people know that, you know, I'm back. I'm back in business. I'm ready to do what I do best, okay? But, you know, you have to want to be able to do it instead of, like, going half-heartedly into it. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I need to get out there and let people know. Yeah, exactly.
See, because it's in some way, it's like as if I want to say to you that you've kind of, no, you haven't yet. Okay, we need to get a plan together. Okay, we need because you're very good at setting yourself targets and goals. Is that right?
Yes. Once I get it, things. Once I get through these things with the family, that should be coming very quickly. I would think within the next 30 to 60 days. I'm kind of waiting for that to pass, and then I feel like I can move through it all. You know what I mean?
That's it. Perfect. Okay, because I know I want to say that you let's start the ball rolling now. Okay, let's start getting plans into action now. Okay, because once we get the blueprints, if you like, of where we want to be, what we want to do, how we're going to set ourselves up to do this, then you know, once you get all the family issues out of the way, we're kind of already halfway there. Okay, and this is what this lady talks about. That's why she comes through, is because she feels she's the right one that's needed in your life to kind of get the wheels in motion, then, for want of a better word, because that's what I want to do, get the wheels into motion. Now, would I be right in saying to you there about something to do about either a store or something like, you know, you want to, or you would like to either open a store or something that you would put in a store? Would you understand why she makes you aware of, like, a store?
Well, I've talked the last couple of weeks to some people that have opened a juice shop. Fresh juice, freshly made juices are getting big, and I would love to do that, maybe with a partnership or something.
Okay, so you've already had the idea, or you've already thought about the store and everything else there, because I know that's what she makes aware about, putting yourself in a store, okay? And I know that the more that I want to go along these lines, the more that this lady kind of gets excited, okay? Because she makes you aware of that I want to bring in excitement there to you, I want to bring in the contentment there for you, and just say to you, you know that it's only the family issues is holding you back right now, is that right?
Yeah, that's really all it is, and it's nothing that, I mean, I could go forward, but I'm kind of the kind of person that I want to get all my stuff straightened out before I go forward into something big.
Perfect, okay, because I know that that's what she says about getting everything all right first, okay? So to make sure that everybody else is right first in their lives, and then you will be able to move on with yours and do what you feel is right. I know that time will come, okay, and I know that you've already got that time scale because you've already said the next 30 to 60 days, but I believe that the whether it be a partnership or on your own, I don't know, but there's something to do with, like, would these juices kind of come off like it might sound silly, I think, well, over here in the UK, we call them, like, on tap. Do you understand of a juice or something that would be, like, on tap or something? Is that right?
Well, the store that I've been talking to and the one that just opened, it's kind of getting big over here, is basically you walk in and it's already made and you buy it, you know, in a jar, in a container. So it's not, so on tap would be right, yeah.
Okay, because I know
these are vegetable and fruit.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Because I know that's what she talks about, but having it on tap and having it already there. So it's not something that you have to go home and make up and put in. So let's take the effort out of it, because it's easier for people to come in and purchase it and then just take it away and drink it, I suppose, if that's of what you would do. Because I want to just take it away instead of making it up there, okay? But I know that she makes you aware of, to say that you will achieve this. You will achieve your targets, okay? But first things first, let's get everything else in order. There's something to do with about the finances. Make sure all the finances are right as well. Do you understand that you are the kind of person that likes to dot the I's, cross the T's, and make sure everything is perfect first? Is that right?
Yes, exactly. What's happening is we're trying to get through my mother's estate, and it's the house. Her house sold, but they haven't closed the loan yet. It's a little overdue for closing the loan, and that should come at any time. And once that's done, everything's done, and then I move on.
Okay. So a bit of a kind of like a waiting game at the moment. Okay. Well, I know that that will be signed and sealed, and everything else is done with it, because I do see you moving on very, very soon. Within your vibration, okay? But know that this lady is with you from the spirit. Well, she's walking side by side with you, and she will do whatever it takes to make sure things run like clockwork. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I want to say to you, thank you very much for calling in, okay? Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you, Mike, and I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's move straight on. Let's go to our next caller. And we have, I've lost myself for 1 second there. Area code 505. Hi, 505. Can I take your name there, please?
Good afternoon.
Hi, can I take your name there? Hi.
My name is Jolina.
Jolina. Okay, Jolina, where are you calling from?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
New Mexico, wonderful. It's very hot in New Mexico, isn't it?
It is, yes.
You know, I'm a little bit jealous. We've had a little bit of sun here, but it's probably reached about maybe around 60 degrees, if that, today. And I bet it's probably been hotter than your night, isn't it?
Yes, that is right.
Okay. So what was the reason, Jolina, that you called in for?
Well, since going through a lot of things, you know, with my children and the father just constantly taking me to court, I just wanted to know if this will ever end. I mean, it's been going on for almost 4 years now.
Okay. So is this involving two children, is that right?
Yes, exactly. Well, I have two children, but the one that kept taking me is the one that has the one child. Both
okay.
of them are a problem, both of my two ex-husbands.
Okay. I'm sure that ex-wife would say the same about me, but that's okay. Because I know that, see, the minute I'm saying to the spirit, well, come on, let's give me something for this lady, and I'm being told, well, there's two children. Okay. But the
right?
that you're concerned about is, so you've got, okay, let me get it right. So is that one boy and one girl you've got?
Yeah, they have two different fathers, yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Okay, yeah.
Two children, two fathers.
That's it. No. But what I'm asking you have a boy and a girl. Is that right?
Do I have a girl?
Yes. Do you have a girl and a boy?
There are two boys.
You've got two boys. Okay. My mistake. I do apologize. But I'm aware of okay, the boy, okay. So is it the youngest one that's giving you the, not the youngest boy giving you trouble, but the youngest boy's father giving you the...
That is right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
See,
you pick that up.
Because I know it's the youngest one that's more of an issue than the older one, okay. Now, I'm being told like a 2 to 3 year gap in between of the ages, is that right?
It's 11 and 15, so about 4 years.
Okay. So there's a bit of a 2 to 3 year. Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know I want to see that you to do with the youngest one of where the problem stems from there. See, I know that the information is coming from someone in the spirit world that would connect with you, and this would be someone that would connect to your mum's side of your family. Now, I don't know if your mum is still with us or whether she's in the spirit world, but as we've gone, we'll find out. I'm sure that we will. But I know I'm aware of a lady that connects to your mum's side of the family, a lady that I want to say that would have passed very quickly home to the spirit world, because I know that she makes her way. She was here 1 minute and in the spirit world the next minute. I'm aware to say to you there that when she passed, that she would have knew that she was ready to go, but maybe not as quick. We thought that she may have had a little bit more time upon this earth than what she actually had. Now, she makes her way that whatever she passed with, it wasn't recognized until the end of her life. Do you understand of a lady like this lift me up on your mum's side?
On my mum's side, no, not really.
Okay, let me go on with her, because I'm aware that to say that she would have been, as I said, that she would have passed quite quickly. We thought that she had more time. I believe I want to link with, like, grandmother. So do you understand that your grandmother's in the spirit world up on your mum's side?
Yes, it's actually, my grandmother. She's like a mom to me, but technically she's like my grandmother, yes. She passed away.
Perfect, because that's the way she comes through, like being like a mum, okay? Like being someone that would care for you, like being someone that would have been there for you, someone that would have been a shoulder to lean upon there for you in your time of need. Because I know that this lady comes around and she just makes her way of the difficulty that you've had through, as you say, through courts and everything else there to do with your ex-partner there. But, you know, as for an ending, you know, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what I'm aware of, okay? I want to say that it's not going to come to an end very quickly, okay? Because I believe this is an ongoing process. It has been for a long time, and it's still going to be for a long time to come. You know, if I said to you that he's the kind of guy that complains of everything, is that right?
That is right. Mm-hmm. He's trying to find all kinds of fault, and there's really nothing I'm doing, you know?
Okay, and any excuse to take you back to court, that's what I'm hearing. Any excuse just to take you back to court. And in some way, if I said to you, it's not only affecting you, it's affecting your son as well. That would make sense there to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is, yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I said to you that you've tried reasoning with him, you've tried everything you possibly can to make things easier, and, you know, it's like as if I'm not interested. Do you understand of that with him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, if I said to you, it's of what you kind of know what he wants, is that right?
Well, I do know what the motive why he's doing this, so he doesn't have to pay, and it's mostly revenge.
Okay. Because I know that that there's a reason behind everything that what he is doing, okay? And I believe, you know, in some way that he feels as if he was the one, and I don't mean cheated upon, I don't mean that, but he feels the cheated one. Does that make sense there, Gio?
What? Repeat that again, I'm sorry.
I said I'm not saying that he feels as if he was cheated upon, but he feels as if he's cheated out of things when you broke up, is that right?
That's probably how he felt. I mean, cheated in a way, like, I think finances, or I think that's what he felt, but he's the one that actually cheated physically, He left the family over another woman.
Okay, no, that's exactly what I said. Not that I'm saying that he felt cheated, okay, but cheated, sorry, not that he felt cheated upon, okay, but he feels cheated that, like, I've kind of lost everything. And
yes, exactly.
And, you know, if I said to you that every excuse in the book kind of come out of to sort this out, but, you know, you was quite clear in your mind, no, you've done it once, you'll do it again and again and again and again, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
And
in fact, I'm the one that felt really cheated here because I've lost my house. He did not help to to save the house. He took the business. I didn't get any money from him. Nothing.
Okay. Okay. You know, I believe, you know, to answer your question, you know, it hasn't been an easy journey to where you are now. And it's not going to be an easy journey in the very near future. I believe that it's, you know, that you, you know, I hate saying what I got to say, but, you know, toughen up. Do you understand what I would say to you there? Toughen up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's you know, if we kind of play him at his own game, even though that you don't like to look upon things like that, is that right? You don't like to fight fire with fire, then, is the word, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
But sometimes we have to toughen up and do what's right there for us. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. 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 You know, what's to do with the March month? What's important to do in March?
In March?
Yes.
I don't know. We have a 2-court hearing upcoming next month and the next. In the next 2 months, we do have court hearing. But I don't know about March.
Okay, well, March would either mean like a birthday, a passing, or an anniversary, because I know it's important there from the spirit world. So I know that March would be important.
Okay.
Okay. If you can't understand it now, remember I'm saying to you, and you know, you can always download a copy of this reading so that you can just listen back to it and remember that I've said to you about the March month, okay? But I feel the latter court hearing will be kind of in your favor in some way, okay? So I know that there's a little bit of hope there for you as well. You know, it's not all one-sided, okay? You hang on in there, and you keep doing what you're doing, because I know that you're doing it the very, the kind of the best of your abilities, okay? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Okay. Julian, I know I've got to leave it there with you, okay, and say thank you very much for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Will do. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you now.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And we have area code 561. I say, hello, area code 561. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Sarah.
I recognize this voice, Sarah. Is this Sarah from Florida?
Yes, it is.
From West Palm Beach, Florida?
That's correct, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, you know, and, well, it's so nice to hear your voice again.
I know. It's been a while since I've been able to talk to you.
It has, you know. The last bits of communication we've had is via typing, isn't it? You know, and I was doing a radio show just the other day, and you know, we were saying about how technology has moved on, and I suppose it's true, isn't it? You know, sometimes it's just easier to type in a box rather than just speak to somebody for a few minutes. And, you know, it kind of gets blown out of the water. So, well, it's nice to speak to you, Sarah, it really is. You know, if only you'd come on in the beginning of the show, because my guest is not with me tonight. It's just me and Kerry, which is fantastic. It would just be me and Kerry. Kerry, do you want to say hi to Sarah?
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you, Kerry?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, Sarah, I'm sure that you haven't phoned in for a chat, because we can do that off air.
Yes, this is correct. What is this correct? Well, Mike, here at the crossroads, we sit, and we are looking to see what the spirit world had to say, as we have this some of these changes around me. So I was looking for some guidance from the spirit world, and I figured who better to talk to but you.
Okay, then I'll do my very best then, Sarah, to make a connection there with you and allow the spirit world to come through and give you that information that you're looking for. Okay, let's get going. Okay, Sarah, do you understand of someone, please, that, okay, instantly just makes me choke up here. I know that I would have, I want to say coughed a lot before I passed on to the spirit world, and actually would have really gasped in for breath. I want to fight for every bit of air I have before I pass his own there to the spirit world. This would be of a gentleman that I'm aware of that's in the spirit world there with you. A gentleman that I want to say that wasn't very big of his build. I feel he's quite slight to the build of his body there before he passes on to the world of spirit there. I know that he's quite a well-mannered kind of a gentleman, quite well-dressed as well as I can see him, because I know that he's got a shirt on and he's quite proud as he comes forward. I believe that he comes towards your dad's side this year. Do you understand of this gentleman there in the spirit world?
Possibly.
Okay. Now, I don't like possibilities. I want to find out more of him to kind of clarify this up. Okay. He makes me aware to say that you go back a generation in your life. Now, as I said, I want to go to your dad's side. I want to go maybe back a generation to your granddad. I want to link him around your granddad level there as he comes through. I know that, your granddad, would I be right in saying that granddad, one of four brothers? Is that right?
On my dad's side?
Yes.
My father's father passed, and I never knew him, so I don't know the family. My father was of four brothers, though. My father had four brothers. My father was of a family of four boys.
Okay,
that would be my father.
Okay, so is your father in the spirit world?
Yes, this is correct, yes.
Okay, well, maybe I've got that bit wrong, because I know that there's four boys, okay? And I know that this gentleman makes a way of gasping of his breath, breathing very difficult, kind of a man that would always do his best when he was younger, always would like to push us forward, always like to encourage, always like to make sure that his family always done what was right for themselves when he was younger. Now, does that fit with your father this era?
That would fit with my dad, yes.
Okay. Bless his heart. It's my mistake for calling him your granddad, but I know that he comes through and I want to push you. I want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Now, I know that you just said to me there about a crossroads in your life. Would you understand if I said that you feel as if you're, in one hand, you've lost something or lost someone, but in the other hand, here comes somebody else to fulfill or fill their shoes? Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see, because I know that's what I'm aware of, as if I'm losing someone in one hand and gaining somebody else in another hand. And if I said to you that they're two totally different people, but this feeling of losing something or someone, it's kind of like a feeling of, I've worked so hard for this. I've had so much sweat, so much blood, so much tears then, if you want for a better word, for this particular person. I'm not going to get mad with you, but this is a thanks I get. Do you understand of this?
Kind of. I mean, I just sent my son off to college, so.
Right. Okay. So that's where the crossroads is. So with your son, it's like, you know, it's goodbye for now. And it's you're kind of taking it so difficult, kind of so hard, that you're having difficulty in adjusting to that. But I know I want to say that you're kind of throwing yourself into so many other avenues. Okay, I'm going to say what I got, where's the marriage? Do you understand that there's been like a somebody getting married around you?
Nobody's married that I know of, no, not yet, unless it's me coming.
Okay. Well, you never know, because I know I'm aware of a marriage, okay, of a wedding, and I want to say that you're about the wedding, that this gentleman, your dad, is aware of the wedding that's coming. So, you know, if you're asked, Sarah, please ask, act surprised, because I know that I'm aware of a wedding that's coming up. But, you know, to kind of give you direction, I believe, as if I want to say that you, you know, follow your inner intuition. Obviously, you understand about you get lots of your own inner intuition. You get lots of gut feelings to do things, yeah?
Yes.
Follow that own inner intuition, because that's where your father and where lots of other people in the spirit world are inspiring you, okay? Because I know I want to say to you, you follow that direction that they're taking you. Would you understand if I said to you, like, I don't want to say up and leaving and going somewhere else, but has there been thoughts of, well, it's time for me to move on now?
Yes, there's thoughts of that. Yes.
Okay, because I know it's like, I've done my best and I can't do any more. And if anybody wants any, you know, if anybody says that I haven't done my best, well, then that's tough because I can only do what I can do. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, see, in some way I feel, and I don't mean this to call it wrong, but I feel in some way lost. Do you understand of this feeling there with yourself that of feeling of being lost at the moment? Is that right?
That's correct, Mike.
And like kind of taking on a little bit too much. Would you understand that you've been taking on? So let's tie all this together. So since your son has gone to college there, okay, and you know, I've had the privilege of meeting your wonderful son, and I must say you're a credit to you. But would I be right in saying to you, since your son has gone to college, you've kind of thrown yourself into your work more, is that right?
Well, he just left 2 days ago, but I really was throwing myself into my work to get myself ready to send him to college.
Okay.
And now he's gone, and I am at the crossroad of what to do next and what is coming for me next.
Okay. See, now what I want to say to you is what to do next is to continue on what you're doing, but kind of step back a little bit because there's others that can fulfill that place there for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. It's like as if the spirit world wants me to say that to you, you know, hold up. You've done as much as you can do at the moment. You've put your heart and soul into this. Now it's time for to like stand back and enjoy what's around you, okay? And kind of like let the others do what you've been doing in some way because it's time for Sarah, not for Sarah spiritual. Does that make sense that you say that?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I know I want to say that to you. It's time for you to kind of put your feet up for 5 minutes to enjoy what's around you, okay? Okay. Who's this lady that's just come in quite quickly? And like, as I'm saying quite quickly, she just sharply come in here. She's quite a very slight of her build kind of a lady. She makes her way of her features are very proud, if you like. You're quite a sharp in your features, is what I mean. I know that you have liked her hair so important to her, and she keeps fussing with her hair and keeps like pushing it to the sides of when she was here, because I don't want to keep fussing. God, if I fuss with my hair, there'd be nothing left of it, but I know I want to keep fussing with my hair at the moment. I know that she's, as I said, a very proud lady, very much the kind of a person that she would always do of what she said that she was going to do. You know, she wouldn't say something and not do it. She would always go out there and do what she needed to do in this vibration in life of when she was here with us. The kind of lady I want to, like, I don't know if I want to call her mum. So do you understand your mum for me this year in the spirit world?
Yes, my mom was very fond of her hair, yes.
Ah, all right, okay, because I know she keeps fussing with her hair, and as I said, quite sharp in the features, of particularly her nose. Do you understand that she was quite sharp in her features there?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good, because I know I've got your mum that comes into the vibration here, and your mum was more the kind of lady that would, business-minded is what I want to say, a good head on your mum's shoulders. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, because she says that to me about getting all the figures right first, and then you can enjoy yourself. Until then, you have to make sure that you got the numbers right first. Do you understand why she says that there, Sarah?
Yes, my mother was an accountant before she got married. So, yes, she would be very interested in numbers.
There we are, perfect. Because I know that she makes a way of getting the numbers right first, making sure that everything is in order. Then it's time for you to let your hair down and do what you need to do. Because there is a few things that's on your agenda that you want to happen. You want to make things happen. And it's time that you put your plans in action at the moment. Do you understand of that there?
Yes.
Okay, because your mum gives me the thumbs up, the agreeance, okay, to because see, these thoughts have been in your mind for quite a few years. You've been wanting to move on with things, you've been wanting to do things, but kind of haven't had the time, finances, and the commitment, commitment is wrong when she corrects me, not commitment, haven't had the time, haven't had the finances in order just yet to do the things that we need to do. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Because I know that your mum makes me aware, time is now of the essence to do what we need to do. Okay, so know that your mum's energy is with you this, Sarah. She will push you forward, and you will do what you set out to do. Okay, you will do what you set out to do. But first things first, we need to get everything in order. Do you understand
okay.
this? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Why did she talk to me about... Okay, now obviously I know stuff about yourself, and obviously I know about your store. Why did she speak to me about a new product? Do you understand about the new product either you've just come up with, or you've just brought out a new product, or do you understand why she says about the new product?
It could be some things that are on my list to do. Of products to do. It could be, she could be referring to things I'm thinking of doing.
No. Let's not get me wrong. There's something to do with a new product. Either kind of like something is, okay. Have you made a new product over the last few days?
No new products in the last few days, no. I haven't made anything new.
Okay. Why did she make me aware of obviously I know a little bit, so I don't want to go into what I know. The lavender is so important. Why would I speak to you about lavender?
Lavender promotes relaxation and rest.
Okay, well, I want to bring the lavender around you, okay, because she makes you aware of new product and lavender. Okay, so if you associate that with the relaxation and rest, then maybe let's take a little time before we bring out the new product.
Okay.
Does that help you, Sarah?
It does. So did they think I was getting married? Who's getting married, Mike?
Well, I don't know. I just know that there's marriage. Okay, so it may not be you. Maybe someone that you know. But I know that there's marriage that's coming in and around. As I said, when it came out, if it is you, just act surprised, okay? But I know
that
there's marriage that's coming around, because it's like as if I want to say about the wedding, okay? Let me just get a little bit, let me try and clear that up there for you and get a bit more information on there. Okay. Okay, now, okay, I want to give this to you, okay, the marriage is around you, okay, I believe it may even could be you, I feel more inclined to think, okay, when, I don't know, but I believe that she talks to me about the, just act surprised, Sarah.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to say
thank
you for calling in, because I know that our time is ended here. Okay. And, you know, stay on and we'll have a little chat later on.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in, Sarah. And remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives. I say thank you very much for listening.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Bye now, bye. Okay, well, I know, Kelly, that we've come to the end of the show. You know, doesn't time fly?
It does, yeah.
It does. You know, let's send our thoughts out to Rocky tonight, because you know we never know what has gone on. That's Rocky Krogfoss. I know that he was supposed to be with us this evening, and unfortunately hasn't been able to be here. So let's just send our thoughts to Rocky and hope that everything with him and his family are fine. And Rocky, you know, we are thinking of you, mate. But you know, Richie, what happened to Richie?
I don't know.
Where did he go, Richie? Where are you gone? Are you still there? He's not. He's disappeared. Richie, we will deal with you within the fullness of time. Because I know that we're back in Port Talbot Church very soon. We're doing a special there very soon. And what I mean by a special, it's a demonstration of my mediumship. It's going to be a two-hour event. And then the Monday after, we start the hard work. I'm going to say good night. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you very much for listening to me, my Psychic Medium Show. Don't forget, tune in next week. You can tune in tomorrow night to Matthew James at 9 p.m. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.